Okay, so ready to dive into something kind of mysterious. Dreams and creativity. Everyone's fascinated by them, right? We've got articles here, tons of them, about analyzing dreams, the symbols, even AI getting in on the action now. It's kind of wild.
Isn't it? It's like this ancient thing. Humans have always tried to figure out dreams, like messages from the gods or a peek into our hidden selves or whatever. But now, with all these different approaches, it feels like we might actually use dreams to like boost our creativity,
I
finally.
even saw like those AI dream quizzes online. I had to try one, curiosity. Fun for a minute, but not exactly like deep analysis or anything.
Yeah, those are more like a taste. A lot of these articles say the real deal is when you interpret your own to be on in dreams. It's personal, those symbols your subconscious is using, that's the gold. And like 60% of us remember at least one dream a night. Imagine wasting all that.
Totally. Like letting ideas just disappear if we don't unpack them. Speaking of which, one article was all about dream journals. Is that like mandatory? Can't we just like really focus when we wake up and remember?
Oh, I wish. But brains are kind of jerks about that. It's like, poof, gone. The articles talk about the science, like writing stuff down uses different parts of our memory. So, journal by the bed, scribble as soon as you're up, that's the trick.
Makes sense. Got to catch it before it fades. And it's not just what happened in the dream, right? One source was big on writing down the emotions too, next to the symbols. Why's that so important? Got any examples?
Totally. Okay, so, sage dream of a house, right? Could mean a bunch of things. But are you scared in that dream house? Comfortable, that feeling, that's the key. Like, same symbol, totally different meaning based on your emotions, deciphering dream symbols or something like that. That article nailed it. And here's where it gets cool for like creative folks, the way dreams work, all jumbled and illogical, that can actually spark ideas in real life, like solutions we wouldn't think of otherwise.
Whoa, okay, so our brains are like these accidental creative geniuses while we sleep.
Exactly. And even just trying to make sense of it all afterwards, analyzing, that gets those creative juices going too.
So it's like learning the dream code, then we can finally understand those messages. Which, speaking of, could I ask about all this AI stuff, right? Those dream platforms are everywhere. They're replacing humans or what?
Good question. It's like having this massive dream dictionary that's also on a computer, instant feedback, tons of interpretations. It's great. But dream interpretation for personal growth. That article. It said AI can't do what a human therapist can, especially for like recurring nightmares. And speaking of which, another source, nightmares and what they reveal, it said those can be tied to some deep stuff, trauma even. So yeah, AI is cool, but it's not the whole picture.
Makes sense. Powerful tool, but for the heavy stuff, you probably want a human touch, right? Which makes me think, dreams are personal. Is there like a risk sharing them, even for analysis?
Definitely something to be mindful of. The good news is the reputable AI and humans out there, they prioritize ethics, confidentiality, all that. But yeah, do your research, choose wisely. Like, it's your mental health, you know?
For sure. Okay, so we've covered why interpretation matters, even hinted at how it helps creativity. But how do we actually bridge that gap? Knowing our dreams and like becoming more creative in our actual lives.
Well, lucid dreaming, that article talked about how some people actually influence their dreams on purpose, like aware you're dreaming and directing the show.
Wait, seriously? Like dream control. That's even possible.
Takes practice, but yeah. But even if you're not trying to be a dream director, just analyzing those dreams, that can spark ideas too.
So even if we aren't shaping the dream, trying to understand it gets the creativity flowing.
Exactly. Like, okay, example, recurring dream, your teeth are falling out.
Yeah.
Freaky, right? Well, one article, I think it was Understanding Teeth Dreams. It said that often means anxiety about communication, like not being heard, struggling to express yourself, that kind of thing.
Huh. So like my subconscious yelling, speak up, but in a weird tooth loss kind of way.
Exactly. Now imagine how many creative fields need you to communicate well, pitching ideas, performing, whatever. That dream might be a sign, a way to improve, which helps your creativity.
Never thought about it like that, but makes total sense. So even a bad dream, if you get what it means, can actually be good for creativity.
Totally. Even the really intense ones, like dying in a dream, don't freak out. It's almost never literal. Understanding dying dreams that it's usually about big life changes, letting go of the old so new stuff can happen.
Okay, so not death, but like a creative rebirth. That's kind of beautiful. Like my subconscious giving me a push.
Right. That's the cool part. Reframing those scary or confusing dreams, finding the hidden message.
This is blowing my mind. I'm already wanting to pay more attention to my dreams now. But before we go too deep down the rabbit hole, we'll be back with more of this dream deep dive after a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
And we're back, diving even deeper into this dream world and how it connects to creativity. It's wild, right? These totally weird nighttime stories might actually help us unlock, like, major creative breakthroughs.
Yeah, it really is something. And the exciting part, we don't just have to wait around for inspiration to strike while we sleep. There are actually, like, things we can do down to remember our dreams better and really tap into all that creativity.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Actionable steps, stuff we can actually try. So how do we make our dreams work for us, creatively speaking? Lay it on me.
Well, a bunch of these articles talk about setting an intention before you go to sleep, like actually directing your mind, your subconscious, towards a specific creative problem you want to solve.
Oh, interesting. So instead of drifting off thinking about, like, my to-do list or that annoying jingle from a commercial, I should be focusing on, say, the painting I'm working on or that story I can't figure out how to end.
You got it. There's this one, Unlocking the Mind, Understanding Subconscious Thoughts Through Dreams, and it suggests making this a habit. Like, train your mind to see sleep as creative time, not just rest.
I love that. It's like I'm teaming up with my dreaming self. Okay, so remembering those dreams. One source that really helped me was Unlocking Subconscious Thoughts, Dream Symbol Analysis. It had amazing tips on remembering dreams better.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Creating a good sleep environment is super important. No distractions, nice and dark, quiet. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are going to hold on to those dream images better if we're not, like, jolted awake by every little sound.
Yeah, maybe swap the action movie before bed for something calmer. Makes sense. Any other tips for better dream recall?
Definitely. So keeping that dream journal by your bed, that's key, right? Got to jot down those fresh from the dream thoughts. But how to keep a dream journal, that article, it also said to, like, revisit your dreams during the day, not just write them and forget them, like rewatching a movie scene to catch the details.
Interesting. So more likely to remember if we actually engage with the dream, even when we're awake, not just trying to passively remember.
Exactly. And get this, they even talked about guided meditation, visualizations to almost re-enter the dream while you're awake.
Hold on. Going back into the dream world on purpose while awake.
Okay.
That sounds intense. Is it, like, safe?
Totally safe, and it can be super powerful creatively. Unlocking Dream Symbols for Personal Growth, a Guide to Dream Interpretation. It said it's not about perfectly recreating the dream, but more about revisiting the feeling you had, the sensory detail.
Oh, so it's like a mental run-through, where I can actually focus on the important parts, the symbols, how it made me feel, without all the other dream stuff distracting me.
Exactly. And revisiting those emotions, those symbols, in a safe space, that's where we can start to see how it connects to what we're doing creatively.
It's like having a conversation with my subconscious, but those dream images are like the bridge between the two.
Which reminds me, we talked about those recurring dream themes earlier, right? The teeth falling out. Another one is that feeling of falling. Unlocking the Mystery of Falling Dreams explores what that's all about.
Oh, tell me about it. Those are vivid. You wake up with that jolt, like you really fell. Not exactly how I want to start my day.
Right. But you mentioned before, dreams aren't always literal. Exactly. And lots of sources connected those falling dreams to, like, feeling insecure, anxious, or out of control in your everyday life.
So say I'm working on some creative project and bam, those falling dreams start up again. Could that be a sign I'm doubting myself or feeling overwhelmed, like my subconscious waving its hands going, oh, something's off here?
You got it. And just knowing that can be huge. Maybe you need to take a step back, look at your goals again, maybe get some help.
Such a good point. This isn't just blindly following whatever our dreams show us, right? It's about listening to the warnings, too. Those times our subconscious is trying to tell us something important. Our dreams can be like guides on this whole creative journey.
Absolutely. They give us this peek into ourselves, and by paying attention, we can approach our creative stuff with more awareness, more intention.
I'm loving this. It's not passive. We're not just analyzing. We're, like, actively working with our dreams, learning from them, using them to fuel that creative fire. This is awesome.
That's exactly it. And remember, this is personal. What works for one person might not for another. You got to be open-minded, experiment, try different stuff, and most importantly, trust your gut.
Solid advice.
Yeah.
Okay, before we wrap this part up, can you leave us with, like, one more actionable tip? Something our listeners can try tonight to connect with their dreams, find that creative spark.
Okay, this. Pay attention to the details, the sensory stuff in your dreams. And I don't just mean what you see, what did it sound like, any smells, textures, even tastes. Those sensory experiences, those can be
like huge triggers for creativity.
So if I dream I'm walking through a field of lavender, don't just think about the purple flowers, but try to remember that smell, the sun on my skin, the buzzing of bees.
Exactly. Those little details, they take you right back to the feeling of the dream, and that's where the creative juice starts flowing. Really immerse yourself in that world.
I love that. So it's not just what symbols did I see, it's like reliving the experience to find that creative power.
You got it. Treat those dreams like this rich source of creative stuff, not just random images flashing by.
This is incredible. I'm so ready to try all this out. We'll be right back with the final part of our deep dive, exploring this awesome connection between dreams and creativity after a quick break. Stick with us. And we're back one last time, wrapping up our deep dive into dreams and creativity. It's kind of crazy how much we've unpacked, from AI analyzing our dreams to actually like directing them on purpose.
Right. And there's even more in this material. It's amazing how much there is to learn about dreams.
Before we get to the end of this whole thing, something's been in the back of my mind. Dreams are so like personal. Kind of makes you think twice about sharing, even if it's for analysis, you know?
For sure. It's a good point. Whether it's a friend, a therapist, or even those AI things. Got to be careful with that info. Speaking of, that Unlock Insights article had some good advice on finding services that are like ethical about your data.
It's good to hear. What about when dreams go bad, though? Nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
How do we use those creatively without like freaking ourselves out?
Right. It's tempting to just like bury those memories. But there was this source, Nightmares and What They Reveal. It said, nightmares can actually be really useful. They often point to stuff we're anxious about, fears we're ignoring while we're awake.
So not running away from the nightmare, but going towards it, trying to figure out what it's trying to tell us.
Exactly. And if it's a recurring nightmare, even more so. Effective ways to interpret recurring dreams had some cool ideas, like a whole journal just for nightmares, or finding patterns, or even using visualizations to deal with those scary feelings, but in a safe way.
That makes sense. But what if it's really bad, like beyond just being creepy, actually disturbing?
Yeah.
Should you get professional help then?
If it's messing with your sleep, your life, yeah, totally talk to a therapist. They can get to the root of it, help you cope. And that other source, Effective Dream Analysis, it basically said therapists take dreams seriously. It's a real tool for them, so you're in good hands.
Good to know. Okay, so we've talked about common dreams, right? Falling, teeth, dying. What about when they're just weird? Like the other night I dreamt I was riding a giant hamster through the grocery store. Where do you even start with that, creatively speaking?
Honestly, sometimes those totally bizarre ones, those are the best for creativity.
Yeah.
It's your brain making these wild connections, right? Like that Unlocking the Meaning of Clown Dreams article. Even stuff that seems like nonsense can have meaning.
So even my hamster supermarket adventure, that can be full of creative gold if I know how to look at it.
Absolutely. Don't overthink it. Have fun with it. Often those unexpected interpretations, they lead to the most amazing ideas. Unlock your dreams with interactive symbol quizzes, said something similar. Dream analysis doesn't have to be so serious.
Love that. Embrace the weirdness, trust yourself, and boom, those strange images become fuel for our imaginations.
You got it. And the more you do this, the better you get at understanding your own dream language. Just like learning anything, practice makes it more natural.
That's a great point. It's not just finding one idea from one dream. It's like building this whole relationship with your subconscious that makes you more creative long term.
Beautifully put. Dreams aren't just random things our brains do. They're full of wisdom, creativity, important messages.
This whole deep dive has been amazing. We've learned so much, from remembering our dreams better to figuring out what they mean for us. Any final thoughts before we say goodnight?
Don't underestimate your own dreams. They're powerful stuff. So grab that journal, think about what you want to be creative with before you sleep, and see what happens.
What a great note to end on. We hope you've enjoyed exploring dreams and creativity with us. Until next time, keep dreaming big and pay attention to what your subconscious is trying to tell you. You never know where it might lead.